You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Summer is here, which means more grilling, backyard campfires, and burning brush. Joanne Krulatz shares important information.
UW Health adult trauma Dr. Patrick Sheehan offers up some tips on how to prevent fire-related injuries.
Keeping an eye towards the safety of any source of heat or open flame, just making sure that the area doesn't have unnecessary bottles of fuel, canisters of gas, loose leaf litter, or other flammable objects, not using anything that is not specifically labeled as a fire starter to start a fire. The use of gasoline, diesel fuel, any other sort of flammable accelerant is extremely dangerous and probably one of the most common reasons that people end up coming under our care. Keeping the area clear of tripping hazards, anything else that could make the area dangerous. We end up having to take care of a lot of people who accidentally trip and fall into an open flame. And that's often because a chair leg is sticking in the way or a cooler is in the way. If it's at all possible, having a water source such as a garden hose or a bucket of water, or if there is a fire extinguisher around, just knowing where it is and that it's within easy grabbing distance if needed.
Sheehan says if you do experience a burn, don't hesitate to reach out to a local care provider to find out what treatment is needed.
State lawmakers are considering a bipartisan bill that would make it easier and less expensive for women to get further breast cancer screenings. Savannah Tolme Olson reports.
Gail's Law is named after Gail Ziemer, a Neenah woman who advocated for increased access throughout her own battle against breast cancer. Ziemer died last year. The bill would require insurance companies cover testing for women who have high risk factors, have dense breast tissue, or genetic mutations. They're more likely to need additional testing and screening beyond just the yearly mammogram. Gail's daughter, Sophie.
After never missing a mammogram, my mom's initial stage 3C diagnosis was caught only after an additional ultrasound that she paid for out of pocket. While my family is blessed to be able to afford these out-of-pocket costs, my mom knew that this would be considered a luxury for many. My mom, being the woman she was, could not sit on the sidelines and wait for someone else to do the work.
Now, this bill has been considered before. Republican Cindy Duco of Deerfield.
We're going to somehow wrestle this through. Quite often it takes women to fight for other women.
More than 30 other states have laws like this one. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tolme Olson.
Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services have announced the finalization of a new regulation aimed at protecting kids from lead poisoning. According to a press release, the agency has lowered the threshold for lead poisoning from 5 micrograms per deciliter to 3.5 micrograms per deciliter. The threshold change will allow more families to access educational and health resources to address lead poisoning. DHS officials estimate that about 1,400 more kids will now qualify for environmental intervention services. The Portage County Historical Society would like to help you preserve your personal past with a special workshop series. They'll hold the workshops one evening per month to give you practical tools to organize, care for, and share your personal history. There is a cost for these workshops, which begin in June and continue until September. You can find out more at pchswi.org. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Some big plays at the Packers practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers are wrapping up a week of OTA practices. A 60-yard bomb for a touchdown from Jordan Love to wide receiver Dontavian Wicks. Offensive coach Jason Vrabel on how Wicks has improved.
I think he's matured so much. You know, he's always been a hard worker. He's always practiced really, really hard. But it's just, I think mentally, he was just, you know, kind of some days going like this, you know, and you could feel it was almost like the whole world's weighing on him. I just said, man, like, just let your work take care care of itself.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a 3-game weekend series tonight in Philadelphia. In golf, round 2 of the U.S. Women's Open at Erin Hills, just outside of Hartford, Wisconsin. Yolimi Noh from the U.S. atop the leaderboard after chipping in for an eagle on the par 5 at 14.
Well, U.S. Opens are always very grand, and coming to Erin Hills definitely lived up to the expectations. It's an incredible golf course.
That's golfer Yolimi Noh. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Speaking of privileged cluelessness, actress Jenna Ortega says she was unhappy after her role in Wednesday catapulted her to fame. The rich 22-year-old actress told Harper's Bazaar becoming famous was intense and scary. She also said she was unhappy playing a schoolgirl in the show when she was becoming a young woman in real life, which she feared would not allow people to take her seriously. Such a big fat bummer. I'm sure Starbucks is hiring. Actress Felicity Huffman went on Good Morning America to talk about her new and most likely terrible Lifetime film. While being interviewed, she reacted to the news that Kerry Washington is part of a new Desperate Housewives reboot. She said it was great that they are redoing Wisteria Lane for women of color. This is the same woman who cheated to get her own privileged but not so bright daughter into college, most likely taking a spot away from someone who needed it more, or a person of color. It is good that she at least seems okay with TV people of color getting ahead. Some people seem to forget that the Me Too movement was supposed to change things for the better. According to a new lawsuit being filed, Kevin Costner is not one of them. A 34-year-old female stunt performer on Costner's bomb, Horizon, an American Saga Chapter 2, alleges she was a victim of sexual discrimination, harassment, and the creation of a hostile work environment, according to the New York Post. Costner and his legal team are denying all allegations and probably trying to forget that the movie even exists. Costner and his legal team are denying all allegations and probably trying to forget that this clunker of a movie even exists. In reboots that don't need to happen, especially for shows that ran too long in the first place news, Duck Dynasty is coming back. I know what you're thinking. Oh joy. The Robertson family are the marketing geniuses who pretended to be hillbillies to get actual hillbilly viewers. Duck Dynasty The Revival premieres June 1st on A&E and is already renewed for a season 2. Well, the summer box office is off to a roaring start after last weekend's record-setting 4 days, thanks to Lilo and Stitch and Mission Impossible. Those two films will probably get quite a few eyes this weekend as well and could even finish 1 and 2 again. But they will have stiff competition from a franchise film and a studio with a reputation for putting out solid work. Karate Kid Legends opens this weekend. Star of the original Karate Kid, Ralph Macchio, is part of the cast where he trains a young boy in New York City who takes on, you guessed it, a karate champion bully. Where do they come up with this stuff? Oh yeah, they already have, several times. The film is pulling a 55 currently on Rotten Tomatoes, with more reviews due to roll in at some point. A24 Studios' Bring Her Back is a good old-fashioned R-rated thriller that is reviewing through the roof on Rotten Tomatoes. Summer's here, so let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. High temperatures in the upper 70s. Showers and a few thunderstorms tapering off in the early evening, then clearing skies with low temps in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.